Election Day is just over a month away, and the polls will be open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time, Tuesday, May 7th. I'm Anita Gooden from the WKVI Information Center. Pulaski County Clerk Jolynn Bainey and Stark County Clerk Bernadette Manuel explain what happens when a voter goes to the polls on Election Day.
Primary election is used to narrow down the ballot for the general election. You will have to choose a Republican or a Democratic ballot for the primary.
Because it is a Republican and Democrat primary. It's not a general primary. It's a party primary. That's why everybody has to pick a party to vote for. Is there, like Jolynn said, dwindling it down for the general election?
That's why the party offices specifically are on the primary ballot, like delegate and precinct committee people. And school board candidates are not, because it's not a party-based office. School board is not, so it won't be until the general election.
Bainey noted that voters play a big role in the primary election.
We have local races that are extremely important to our community that people need to get out and vote for and be heard in. Also, since the state has come up with and now enforced the affiliation law, if you ever decide you want to run for office, it's extremely important to vote in the primary. You have to have voted in the past two primary elections on the party ticket for whatever you want to run in. So if you want to run as a Republican, you have to either have voted the last two primary elections as a Republican or become certified by the party chair.
Manuel takes voters through the process of when you go to the polls on Election Day.
You will go in and check in on the e-poll book. They will scan your ID. If you do not want your ID scanned, they don't have to do that. They can manually type in your first and last name and bring you up that way. And you will verify your date of birth and your address, that everything is correct. You will, in the primary, have to choose your party on the poll book, whether it's the Democrat ticket that you would like or the Republican ticket that you would like. You will sign your name. They will encode the vote card. The only information on that vote card is what ballot style you get. You will go to the voting machine. They will put the vote card in the machine. It will pull up your ballot. And the only information that goes to the voting machine is what ballot you should have, and then you will vote. Once you press the red cast button and walk away, the judge will make sure that the lights on the cast vote button are no longer lit up, which means that you did cast your ballot.
If the voter leaves without pushing the red cast ballot button, a bipartisan team will push the button together to cast that person's vote. The process is the same in Pulaski County. Sample ballots are available at the Stark County Courthouse and at the Pulaski County Clerk's temporary location at 117 East Main Street in Winnemac. Bainey stated that the Pulaski County Library has election literature available for everyone to view. For more questions regarding the election, call 574-772-9160 in Stark County and 574-946-3313 in Pulaski County. The May 7th primary election is around the corner, and Stark County Clerk Bernadette Manuel and Pulaski County Clerk Jolynn Bainey want to remind residents that security of elections is the number one priority. They say election equipment is stored in a locked room that is under surveillance at all times. The voting machines are sealed with a numbered seal and only opened for programming, the public test, and for the election. They are resealed and restored in locked rooms when not used for those purposes. Manuel stressed that the internet is not connected to the voting machines, but e-poll books do have access to the internet.
The e-poll books are connected to the internet, but the e-poll books and the voting equipment are two complete separate pieces of equipment, and they do not even talk to one another.
Further, the voting machines are not equipped to connect to the internet. Bainey and Manuel said information is secure as the e-poll books are solely connected to the statewide voter registration system.
Whatever you have in your voter registration is what's available to the poll clerks that day to make sure your signature matches, your name matches, your address is correct, because your ballot is generated specifically for where you live. So like if you're in the town of Winnemac, you will be able to vote for Winnemac Town Council. If you don't live in within the town of Winnemac, you'll just have Monroe 1, 2, 3, or 4 ballot wherever your specific address is where you live.
The only software that is allowed on the e-poll book is the ePulse, which is directly connected to SVRS, which is the statewide voter registration system.
There is communication with all of the e-poll books as it records when a voter signs in to vote. That voter will not be able to cast another ballot as it is recorded in the system. If there is an issue at the polls on election day, or if there is a discrepancy with the mail-in absentee ballot, a provisional ballot is issued and the circumstances need to be remedied within 10 days. All circumstances will be reviewed before the ballot will be counted or rejected. Any questions about election security or about the election in general may be directed to the Stark County Clerk's Office at 574-772-9160 or the Pulaski County Clerk's Office at 574-946-3313. There are several different ways to cast a ballot in the May 7th primary election. Stark County Clerk Bernadette Manuel and Pulaski County Clerk Jolynn Bainey say there are ways to vote if a voter cannot make it to the polls between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. local time on election day. Voters may submit an application for a mail-in absentee ballot. Manuel says there is a deadline when an application can be submitted.
The last day to request a absentee ballot is Thursday, April 25th, 11:59 p.m. if you do it online. If you want to contact the clerk's office, it's got to be before 4 p.m. We can't take a voicemail on Friday morning at 8 o'clock requesting a ballot. It's either in office by 4 p.m. on the 25th of April or 11:59 p.m. if you go to indianavoters.com.
Voters who are confined at home or a nursing home facility or have a disability and meet certain other requirements can request the travel board to come to the facility to help cast a ballot. Voters may also vote early. Early in-person voting starts next week. In Stark County, in-person early voting is April 9th through May 3rd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturday, May 4th from 8 to 3, and Monday, May 6th from 8 to noon Central Time at the Stark County Courthouse in Knox. Two satellite locations will be open for early voting. Early voting at the satellite locations will be Thursday, April 25th and Friday, April 26th from noon to 6, Saturday, April 27th from 9 to 2 at the North Judson Wayne Township Volunteer Fire Department at 209 North Lucan Street in North Judson. Early in-person voting will also be available Thursday, May 2nd and Friday, May 3rd from noon to 6 and Saturday, May 4th from 9 to 2 Central Time at the Coons Lake Sewer District Building at 10625 East Prairie Road in Coons Lake. In Pulaski County, early in-person voting will begin Tuesday, April 9th and continues weekdays through Friday, May 3rd from 8 to 4 Eastern Time and Monday, May 6th from 8 a.m. to noon at the Pulaski County Highway Garage at 1131 North U.S. 35 in Winnemac. Early voting will also be available Saturday, April 27th and Saturday, May 4th from 8 to noon Eastern Time at the Francisville Fire Station and at the Pulaski County Highway Garage. Voters may also show up to any of the vote centers on election day to cast a ballot in the county in which the voter resides. The May 7th primary election is coming up in just over a month. If residents are interested in working the polls, Stark County Clerk Bernadette Manuel and Pulaski County Clerk Jolynn Bainey encourage anyone interested to call their offices.
Need to be a registered voter in the county. So Pulaski or Stark, either one, me and Jolynn both will take anybody. You will have 1 2-hour training session that is mandatory. That's up to the election board.
Students who are 16 and 17 years of age are allowed to work the polls. The student must have permission from a parent or guardian and a building principal, if applicable, to work the polls on election day. It is an excused day off of school. They would need to contact the clerk's office to discuss the process and fill out the proper paperwork. Voting on May 7th will be at vote centers in Stark County and in Pulaski County. Stark County voters can vote at any one of the 7 following locations May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. The Bass Lake California Township Fire Department, the James R. Hardesty Community Building in Hamlet, Coons Lake Regional Sewer District Building, Nancy J. Dombowski Community Center in Knox, the North Judson Wayne Township Fire Department in North Judson, Railroad Township Fire Department in St. Pierre, and the Washington Township Community Building. Bainey said there are 5 vote centers that will be open in Pulaski County May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Pulaski County residents.
The Highway Garage, the Star City Community Building, the Francisville Fire Station, the Madarieville Christian Church Annex, and the Monterey Town Hall.
For any questions concerning the upcoming election, call the Stark County Clerk's Office at 574-772-9160 or the Pulaski County Clerk's Office at 574-9160 946-3313. The last day to register to vote is Monday, April 8th.